up the Reish Beis Sif Yud. Peiros, fruits, Shesharon, Abishlam, and Maim. This was the Rosh was Mesupik. Abishanichnis Tamapri, the Maim, and the Rachelos, my Maim, Elisha Hakol. But Rosh Kos of the Efshashinichnis Tamapri, the Maim, and Rachelos, my Maim. If you have vegetables, if you cooked vegetables in water, and even though you filtered out all the vegetables, just have the flavor, that's a Gemara in Tosfos that you say Bar Pi Adam on the vegetable soup, even though it's liquidy, Bar Pi Adam, because it's a food. But if you have fruits, I think the Rashba said you don't say Bar Pi whites, and the Rosh was Mesupik. Because of the suffix, we follow the Rashba, we say Shakol. That's the Shakol. Why should that's the Rashba say? Why shouldn't you say Shakol? Say Adama. Say Adama. Adama doesn't need Tzura Sapri. Right, apparently the Rashba thinks he needs Tzura Sapri Nika. So why should it go down? If you make applesauce, why should it go down from her eight to Shahakal? Then it go down to Adama. Adama doesn't need Tzura Sapri. Yeah. Then the Mishnah Berurah says that if they planted the applesauce companies are multi-million-dollar industries. So if they planted the apples, Hadas to make applesauce, Hadas to make this, then you say, who eats on the applesauce? So Bayosip, everything is probably like that. All these companies are making billions of dollars. Still, they should say, who eats on the applesauce?
Is that like the Chazon Ish?
Along the lines of the Chazon Ish, but he doesn't hold like the Chazon Ish, but somehow over here, and this, he agrees with that story. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see if you're out. Maybe you should be a commentator. Maybe you shouldn't be a Chalem Shakol. It's a Gam Harosh. Even though the Rosh has been soup, whether it's a Eitz, whether the soup is a Eitz or Shakol. But maybe you should be a Tzimukim. Tzimukim is raisins. So raisins is grapes. That should be Borek Piragofen. What's with Te'enim? No, Te'enim is not the Zeseman of it. Why? What's the difference? Why is there there? Because this one is a beverage. The other one is a soup. So that's where the Rosh is soup. But if you have a juice, a beverage that you drink to quench your thirst, that's always shahakol. Everybody says, when you finish it, what is in the Mesupik? According to the Rosh that you say, it's Bidi, and they say Shakol, Yeyotzi. So we say Shakol. That's relying on Sifya. You say Shakol. So according to the Rosh, but that's correct. According to the Rosh, Bidi, and Yeyotzi. So what about the Broch HaKoin? If the Broch should have really been very Pihoetz, then the Broch HaKoin should have been Aloetz while Pihoetz. Well, the Broch HaKoin, whatever you're going to do is going to be a machla here. If you say Shahakol, did you ever say? So you say Shahakol. But on the Baruch HaKohen, what are you going to do? Avod B'Baruch HaShalachareim, Yeshu Stapik, M'Baruch B'Nefash, Yisam, M'Baruch B'Baruch HaKohen, Ben Shalosh Kohen, Lochen, Yerei Shemaim, Lo Yishtel, Lebetoch HaSuda. These kind of things. Why? Meishvi Yassimukim should be Baruch P'Yagofen. Why is that included in the Sofim? Te'inim, I understand. So the Shibis Aminim, Shubhas Aminim. So if you hold like the Rosh. Yeah, but the Rosh only said it. The Rosh only said it on a soup. He didn't say it on a beverage. The beverage also agrees that it's Shakol. So why is this why did the Mechaber say it's a Shaima? Not sure. We should distinguish between a soup and a beverage. Oh, let's see Nun Hei. Going on Sif Yud, my special thing there, we shouldn't say Shakol, but the Ebed, even the Russian, but Lav Hochi. Yeah. Tohasuda, okay. He doesn't have any comment. So what does he say? Lachen, Yirei Shemaim shouldn't eat Ela B'Terech HaSudio, so be covered with the Brocha Ramoitzi. Oh, Yochol Prima Shivis Aminim, V'Gam Yishtamayim, Kadesh Yitzhakha Baruch. You have to salivate, and you have to say Borne Foshas. So everything will be covered. Okay. V'Moshach HaMayim Hivdilim Ha'atzi Mukim Avlayayim. Oh, if you made raisin juice, a bar piagofen, that be no. Bracha achas main shal. Who is yitzim mukim shibahem lach luches yidruchos meitzimahem divshav. Yeah. Those are dinim in a different sieve over here. Years ago, it's very common that people made. I remember my grandfather. It was a while that I stayed by my grandparents. My grandfather used to make. I guess they couldn't afford wine. They were very poor, they couldn't afford one. So he used to buy raisins. Why don't they just take grapes and squeeze them out? I don't know. So they bought raisins and used to soak their raisins. So that's a shaila. How long do you have to soak it? How much juice has to come out? That it should be bar piagofen. But that was very common then. The Jews who were Shomer Shabbos, didn't make a living in America. And they couldn't afford to buy wine. Like in Europe, the Chafetz Chaim rarely said Kiddush over wine. He always said Kiddush over Rabbi Chala. On Shabbos morning, he can't be Yotzi Kiddush on Chala, because you don't say anything. Friday night, there's a bracha. On Shabbos morning, just said the Birchas HaNenem, so you always start Tamoitzi. On the weekdays also, you have a sandwich for breakfast, Tamoitzi. So you can't make Kiddush Shabbos morning over Chala. So he probably said Achamar Medina. It didn't have Chamar Medina schnapps either. Probably had coffee, tea. Tea. W is tea for Chaim Medina. Chaim used to use tea for Chaim Medina. Yeah. Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Chaim were brothers-in-law. They were married to two sisters. Rabbi Chaim Moshe's second wife was a sister-in-law of Rabbi Chanan Vassman. His first wife died on the day that she had a bris of her son. And Rabbi Shulman, here the one, who's a rabbi in our yeshiva, he's a descendant of the brother-in-law of Rabbi Chaim Moshe from the first marriage. He was a rabbi in South Africa. I forgot his name. A very prominent rabbi. Chaim Moshe has a lot of tshuvas to him. So the second wife of Rabbi Chaim Moshe was. There were two daughters of the rabbi of Shavuot. Shavuot is a city in Lithuania, I think. Remember when we were touring in Europe, it took 45 minutes. Other cities took 5 minutes. You drove from one end of the city to the other. Radin. Radin is a two-by-nothing mountain. There are no cars in Radin. Only when we went, around 10 years ago, there's still horses and wagons. There are no cars. Shavuot, I think, had an airport, if I'm not mistaken. Shavuot, I remember, and Shavuot took 45 minutes to go from one end of the city to the other. So their father was the rabbi in Shavuot. So he used to visit a lot. Rabbi Chanan used to visit a lot by Rabbi Chaim Moshe. So once he came back to the yeshiva in Baranovich, he said he learned the Chiddush. Rabbi Chaim Moshe made Havdalah over tea, and he made Havdalah when it was piping hot. And you couldn't drink it like that. You have to, you burn your tongue, you burn your mouth. So when he was drinking it, he had to wait. So they asked him, why don't you, so the Talmidim and Yeshiva asked Rabbi Chanan, why don't you wait till it cools down a little bit? So he said, no, he's taught by Rabbi Chaim Moshe. Because it's only Chamar Medina if you would be Mechaber a guest with this. And the way the meaning was, you were only Mechaber a guest with piping hot tea. And the guest would wait till it cools down. So he thought that it only has a din of Chamar Medina when his mom is piping hot. Achirish. Yeah. So that's questionable. When does the Yain Simukim, when you say Boy Pagof and when not? So he says, Wama, who is Yain Simukim? Shebem Lachluchas. Yeah, but there are more details. If you have raisins that are so dry that if you press them, no juice will come out at all. It'll give a little flavor if you soak it, but that's not bor piagofen. That's not going to be bor piagofen. Let's see. Kol ha'per is yud based. Kol ha'per shetav m'chaim hu mevushalim. Oh, if you have fruits that taste good, whether they're raw or they're cooked, you can go and tapuchen. Apples, you can eat a raw apple, you can eat the baked apples. People, you bake apples, you make applesauce. Make applesauce, you cook the apples. It tastes good. The chayim mevushalim orchalim bar peretz. He said bar peretz, whether it's raw or cooked. The main derech lochem chayim melam mevushalim. Let's say you have a fruit that you never eat it when it's raw. It's only edible when you cook it. If you eat it when it's raw, you say shakol, because you should look at derech achilosim. Eat it when it's cooked, then you say bar priha. Egos gama hamatudam midrash nikra whatever. That's a lama. Okay, not raw chalav bar priha. Yeah. In other words, the ikar is the egos, not the honey, the dvash. The ikar is the ego. Tosis says that. A little tosis in Broch. So therefore you say bar piyah. So you have an ikar and a tof. I think there's a taz over here. Was it? Mishtenbrook probably quotes. The taz says sometimes the ikar is the other one. I think there's a taz over here. He said that sometimes, let's say you have chocolate-covered nuts. A chocolate company sells candy, chocolate box. So some of them have a nut inside, but that's processed by a chocolate company. That's not processed by a nut company. So there, the ikar is the chocolate. They have a lot of chocolate. So then you don't paskin, you don't apply this sif in all cases. If you have egos that's dipped in something else, if it's dipped in chocolate and the chocolate company sells it, means that the ikar is really the chocolate, not the nut. So one of the rabbanim in New York published a collection of his chulas. So he writes like that the chocolate-covered nuts is shakol. And then he says, and after he wrote his tshuva, then he looked in the Taz, and he found the Taz says that. So I remember there used to be this Professor Levy in the neighborhood. We used to eat by him a lot. So he says, if the man says he didn't look in the Taz, you got to take his verse for it. You got to believe he didn't look in the Taz. Why did he write a tshuva before he looked in the Taz? What do we need him for? He just thought, well, don't write your tshuva, then say, I found it in the Taz. Say the Taz says, I'm sure. Well, we need your tshuva for it, yeah. Let's see. Sif Yud Dalet. Egos Rach Shem Evashlam Medvash Bekam Lai Nus Maskada Whatever Mevarach Alav Shehakol. Why Mevarach Alav Shehakol? Why is it Shehakol? Ayin Aleph. Avagav Dai Dei Advash Niskan Apiyush Tov Liyoch and Mekom Mekom Kim Shu Rach Adayin and Echa Biyacharim Kli Pos Ayin Mevarach Alav Ela Shehakol and Ati Lu Adayin Tim Mechal Shu Rach Adayin Kli Pos Ayin. He says you take a nut that's not fully ripened yet. He didn't let it grow on the tree long enough. So when people plant these nut trees, they don't have in mind, that's not the ikar purpose, to eat the nuts before they're fully ripened. If you pull them up before they're fully ripened, and then it's not edible. And then when you cook it in dvash, it'll be edible. That'll make it good. So since that wasn't the main purpose of planting the tree, so the bracha is shakol. But then, Tosin says the bracha goes down to Hadamah then. Why does it say it's shakol? And ever, the Gemara said about Slav, about the caper bush. The Gemara says the main purpose of planting the tree is to eat the peres, the avyonos. But then the kafrisin, the other parts and the leaves are also edible. So you say, nah, to Hadamah. But that's not the main, that wasn't the main intention at the time that he planted it. So why is over here? Why does he say that it's Shahakol? He says the reason why it's not her eitz is because lo not the yin she adai to the hachi. But he quotes it like I'm on Reish Dalit, see if Al Hosset says like that. Kosh ken ocha shekhlot tigin ayin roi pa barba. Shemar hu v'chol tigin roi dey dva. Shemini koz edav ken mishum shel enigma ha-pri. Not the adai tigin ocha moshe besav. Mashani ken the pri gomor. Yishen the roi lech v'chai kini ma yidei tigin v'vad v'roch alav v'chos ari yomar. This wasn't loy nati yin she adai tigin ocha. That's the question. Why is it shahakol? What?
In the Torah,
not
in the Gemara,
yeah. That's a question. So why is the Torah different? Why is it different from the other, the leaves and the capers? The leaves are Ho'adam. So that's Takakasha. Why is that Shahakol? Why is the leaves of the Tzlaf? Is
I think the Gemara says to me that people still have in mind, though it's not the main purpose. Like they still have in mind to eat it, but it's just not the main purpose.
So that goes down to Adam. And here they didn't have in mind of all this. Okay. We'll assume that's the answer. Okay. I think they have notes from Rabbi Soloveitchik. This Terek, I should look at Everett. Someone else printed notes from episode H before Everett. It's safer over here. So he asked Akashi, he didn't have an answer. Maybe that's the answer. Okay? What does the Ramos say? V'chein osam egozim shemavash nevavash bodem yirukim nevochim sheha kol. Okay. What is this? What bracha they say on sugar? Sifte as well. Al sukkah mevorach shahakol. Used to be sugar candies years ago. Solid chunk of sugar. I remember my father's parents lived in Williamsburg. So whenever I would go visit by them, they would give me this chunk of sugar. Sugar candy. Maybe that's why I'm so fat. Pin the blame on them. Yeah. So how do they get this solid sugar? Where does it come from, sugar? What is it saying? I am Gimel, a Mishnah Bura Pirish, should be out to some in their countries, Gedalim Kanim Isukim, the sugar canes. It grows like that from the ground. Sochtem Osim Mabashim Amen, Achiyikbe, Yidme, Lemela. Okay. So what bracha do you say, Shehakol, why? Gelay Adifim, Midrash Tamar. Just like if you have dates and you squeeze out the juice, Gemara says that Shahakol is every Alma. So this is certainly like, yeah, that's every Alma, but it's a beverage. It's a beverage, that's why it's Shahakol. But over here, it's a candy, it's not a beverage, it's a solid thing. Not the same as over there. Yeah, he says that the Bir Aloha writes that the Shulchan Aruch here is quoting the Loshon from the Rambam. Sugar is shakot. Kol ha-motzi kan misuke is shakot. You have sugar cane, you suck it. You suck out the sugar flavor, that's shakot. What is the Bir Aloha quote? Who Loshon Rambam? Hatur hi sigol ad ladom ad dvash tumor. He quoted that Gedol Negoim when he was a child, stopped eating this sugar. He called rock candy. Sugar, rock candy, something like that. He stopped eating it because as a young child he came to the realization that it's a machlekes, what bracha can say. So probably the age of 3 or 4, whatever, a very young age, he realized that it's a machlekes, he didn't want the anaval, so he didn't eat the sugar. Yeah. So what does it say? So the Torah asks on the Rambam, the Ledomele Gvash Tamarim, the Ein Hat Tamarim, Om Dimikon, Lekach, Mashenikim, Vashakanim, Om Dimikon, Tzrika, Sukkah. The whole purpose of the sugar cane is to suck it and to get the sugar out. Cane, how about the Zaysmanam Shapiro Yetzman Hukanoisam? Oh. The Torah sounds like the Chazanish. Any fruit that Zaymelakah retains its original bracha. אבל כזאסם הנובים, שהפי היצא מהם, הוא כמו שמדינה כפרי. בסייס, וכל עוד את הדברים של תאמה. זאת אומרת, זה איזה גוד טיין, אלו זה בחורמה. טוב לא חליף דעת הרמה של ברוך על הכל, שהכל, וזה יצא לכל יום. אכן, כסם יש מחוזה בוי, in the base says and he writes, he thinks the Torah is right. But in the Kesem Mishnah, the Rambam chaza by what he wrote the Kesem Mishnah after he wrote the Beis Yosef. That's a question, which one he wrote first? Yeah, so what does he write in Kesem Mishnah? Because of Atur La Rom Yodah Mosem Kanei Tzuka. Atur never saw it. Them is Beretz Yisam Shisham Kedele Mosem Akanem Nim Kan La Lofem Nim Tzatzosem Bepeh. And Kein Eni Kom Davke Vissoch. Again, the Rambam says there is a call. Atur hisigolov, the Ladomi de Dvash, the Enat Ramam de Mikorim Lekach. And she came to the Kadamam on the Mikorim, the Tchitas Hasukar. And he came to have a look at this man, Dom Shapiaz, and him who can was, and he says, because of the Rambam Shabbat. Okay, because Mishnah Chazabat, because Atur the Ram, the other Muslim, kind of took the Emes, Eretz Mitzrayim, she's some to them the most mechanic. He sell thousands of them, he shop the cane, and he get the sugar and cane. And he come, Davka v'sochtam, that's my sukkah. That's the same thing, just suck it in your mouth. Why is that the same thing as cooking and getting out the sugar? Oh, he have she's schotam. And I'll leave him, Mishar, my parish, and Melazeya. You gotta read slowly. Okay, maybe we'll save it for tomorrow. What are the possibilities? What bracha can you say? You should say Shahakal or what? What's the alternative? The alternative is Ha'etz or the alternative is Uzo Adam? I don't know. Okay. You gotta read this one. Say the bracha on orange juice is Shahakal. But he say no. He put the orange in his mouth and he's eating part of the orange. The water squeezes out the juice, then you say Shahakal on the juice. Since he puts the orange in his mouth, I mean that's how it is. I think that is a machlokes. That's part of the machlokes.